Turn now to page 28 and a look at this month's cinema event, Blade Runner 2049. In cinemas this month, Blade Runner 2049 is a sequel to one of the most admired science fiction films of all time. Here are four reasons why you can't afford to miss it. 1.
The original movie is a modern classic, regarded as one of the greatest science fiction movies of all time. Blade Runner revolutionized the way we see science fiction, says Denis Villeneuve, director of Blade Runner 2049. This is no exaggeration. Most sci-fi films today take a big part of their DNA from Ridley Scott's 1982 classic, the first film to present what is now a well-known dystopian view of the future. Breaking with the peaceful, minimalist futures of previous sci-fi, Blade Runner was set in Los Angeles in 2019 and mixed high-tech gadgets with environmental devastation and brutal capitalism. Ironically, the film was a flop on its first release. The price, perhaps, of being ahead of its time.
2.
The theme is more relevant than ever. Blade Runner is about a future where the most difficult jobs are done by replicants, androids who are totally human in appearance. They have no rights and are designed to retire, die, in other words, after 4 years. The question the film poses is that if an artificial being can feel emotion like a human does, then can their lives really be considered as less valid than a human life? In the real world, as robotics and artificial intelligence advance rapidly, it is a question we may need to answer one day.
3.
The director is the brilliant Canadian Denis Villeneuve. He's already proved that he is great at making intelligent, mature sci-fi with last year's Arrival, Premier Contact, starring Amy Adams. And that's exactly what this sequel needs. Frankly, most other directors would be scared of making a sequel to Blade Runner, but Villeneuve's attitude is interesting. No matter how good what you're doing is, the film will always be compared to the first, which is a masterpiece, he said. So I made peace with that. And when you make peace with that, you are free. The early footage from Blade Runner 2049 suggests that his attitude was right. He has not only perfectly captured the mood and style of the original film, but extended it with scenes of exceptional visual beauty.
4.
Ryan Gosling, recently seen in the Oscar-winning La La Land, has a major role in the new film. He plays Officer K, one of an elite force of detectives known as Blade Runners, whose job is to find and kill renegade replicants, the androids. The only way they can do this is to closely observe the emotional reactions of suspects when they're asked a series of moral questions. Replicants typically show greater empathy than real humans.
5.
Harrison Ford returns as a former Blade Runner called Rick Deckard in a story set 30 years after the original film. At the end of the first Blade Runner, Deckard escapes Los Angeles accompanied by a replicant woman with whom he had fallen in love. The question of what happened to them has long obsessed fans. So has the question of whether Deckard himself was a replicant, as the film hinted he might be at the end.